I am Missy Matthews with the Steelers.com update. At the conclusion of the NFL owners' meetings in Phoenix, Arizona, our camera caught up with team president Art Rooney II. Rooney said there was great discussion leading up to the 31-1 vote in favor of the crown of the helmet rule.
There was a lot of discussion about the rule, the crown of the helmet rule, and there wasn't much discussion about not passing the rule. It really was a question of how to pass the rule and what was the right way to approach this. You know, the coaches, a lot of them felt that it was better to approach it as a point of emphasis where the coaches really would take the burden of trying to coach it as opposed to putting the burden on the officials. But I think in the end, everybody got comfortable with the rule as it was proposed and, you know, it passed handily.
Now, the crown of the helmet rule helps increase player safety on the pro level. And at these meetings, the league also started a new initiative with USA Football to help increase player safety on the youth level.
The league has been working with USA Football and is going to roll out a program this year to really address coaches of youth football and making sure that they, number one, understand player safety issues in general. But in particular, the Heads Up program and, you know, making sure kids learn how to play football without using their heads. And, you know, a lot of ways it's consistent with the rule we just passed as far as the crown of the helmet. I think everybody understands that that needs to be taken out of the game. And frankly, when you look back to some of the earlier days of football, the head was not as big a part of it. So I think the game can certainly be played without the head being as much of a part of it as it has been recently, and it'll take some effort, but I think, you know, having the league support youth football coaches in particular and learning how to coach this, I think it'll be a big point of emphasis this year.
Rooney and the rest of the Steelers staff down in Arizona will be coming back to Pittsburgh, where the next few weeks will be very busy leading up to the NFL draft.
The coaches and the scouts will be visiting the last few pro days over the next couple weeks, and then we're allowed to bring 30 draftable players into our facility for a visit. So we'll be doing that, and then we'll go into our final meetings and putting the final grades on this class, you know, over the last 2 weeks of April. So it's a busy few weeks coming up here.
That's it for the Steelers.com update. I'm Missy Matthews. Thanks for watching.